On the list of businesses that can reopen today is dog groomers. They weren't considered essential services, but are back in business so pet owners can get their shaggy dogs shaved down. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports now, for pets getting new hairdos, there are special do's and don'ts that have to be followed.
You want a snack? Rico, you want a snack? Come here, little man.
Karen Lalazarian of Watertown puts her small dog through his paces.
Give me a paw. Give me a paw. Thank you. Sit down. Sit.
Somewhere in the little fur ball, you'll find the source of all that barking. Nico is a Pomeranian.
Yeah, he's so hairy. People look at him and they laugh. And they're like, oh my God, he looks like a hairy caterpillar.
The shutdown has been tough for 14-year-old Nico. For him, regular grooming isn't a fashion statement. It's a necessity.
He has epilepsy, and if he gets overheated, he will have a seizure. But I did trim it on my own a few days ago.
For those who don't want to take matters in their own hands, there's Gentle Grooms. It's just down the block in Belmont, a local institution. It's been around for ages, and the window is assigned to air his human, to forgive canine. The store is closed.
There has been no business. I've been closed for 2 months.
Owner Sandy Coop usually has plenty of steady customers, some book a year in advance. The pandemic shutdown cut deep into her livelihood, and the state's strict rules for reopening will make it rough to catch up.
So now their dogs are way overgrown, and because of the protocols of, you know, the disinfecting and everything. And so now instead of a dog taking 1-2 hours, it's going to be double that.
Pet owners have to phone ahead. They aren't allowed into the shop. People have to wear masks. Their pets don't. The place has to be sanitized between clients. But despite the extra time it takes to put the pandemic protocols into practice, Coop won't take extra from the customers.
I feel like I didn't make any money for 2 months. I can't imagine most of my customers, and a lot of my customers still have children. I couldn't charge more. It doesn't make sense to me.
Sandy Coop can't take new customers, but Caitlin McGrath can. She owns nearby Belmont Pet Shop, where she's one of 3 full-time groomers.
The phone just hasn't stopped, so Memorial Day, we are opening. We're only doing nails, sanitary trims, face trims, and ear cleaning, just enough to kind of help them out.
Sanitary trims are basically butt cuts for dogs. But McGrath, whose store makes half of its income from grooming, is already booked through June. Though today, it's first come, first serve.
Cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, birds, we do them all, so it's going to be crazy.
Bird trims?
Birds, yeah. We trim the wings and we trim the nails.
McGrath has been busy preparing for the big day, building barriers to maintain safe distance between grooming stations, and posting the state's regulations and customer rules in the store's front window.
The other day I got handed an 8-page guideline of how to open, but we're going to make it work. We're in different times and we just got to roll with the punches. Yeah, that's all we can do.
And welcoming one and all when Belmont Pet Shop opens later today will be the store mascot, Harley.
Hi. Hello.
Harley is a macaw with green, blue, and red feathers.
Harley, hello. Hello. Hello.
You going to say hi?
2 months in shutdown will turn anyone into a bird brain.
Hi.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.